The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
Weekend?
This weekend. Cheers to the
freaking weekend. This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
Weekend Trend is brought to you by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities. Joined now by host of What's on Tap, Sandy Max. I know you have a lot of stuff on your list, but can we just start with the airplane?
Of course. Of course. How much do you love the movie Airplane? And it is screening on the big screen Friday at the Riverside with two of the stars.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
There it is.
Yeah, you got to scratch that.
How many more do you? How much time do we have?
It's almost like Caddyshack when it comes to quotes, right? You know. But Airplane is screening. Robert Hayes and Julie Haggerty are here for the Q&A. And what kicks this up a whole other notch for me is this is the movie that David Zucker, Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams, all Shorewood neighbors, really created this style of comedy. Once this 1980 mm-hmm. classic came out. So they're going to have behind the scenes stories that you haven't heard before and those cool movie memories. And this is one of those times where, when's the last time you saw Airplane on the big screen?
Oh yeah.
Think of all the jokes that you pick up.
Say never.
Never.
Wow.
So, children.
But think of all the jokes that you pick up just normally. Now seeing it on the big screen, you're going to see things that you like haven't seen before.
Have you interviewed any of them before? I know you've interviewed Zucker.
Yeah. I talked to David Zucker, and he continues to be creative. He still wants to make comedies like this, and he's getting producers for a new story.
You can't make comedies like this anymore.
And that's what some of that conversation was.
You cannot.
Yeah,
I wonder if some of these would even be on the shelf at Blockbuster these days.
We can't have that.
So Friday, 7:30, Riverside Theater. Vince, I think it could be a fantastic outing for you. In other local film news tonight, Brava, A Titillating History of Bras. It is a local documentary by Pam Percy. She's been in our creative circles for a long time, and this is her third documentary, and it is fun. It is has animation. It tells the story of bras since ancient Roman times. I was surprised. I got to interview her. I was like, I didn't know. Like, a toga is a free-flowing thing. I didn't know we needed our support then. So following through that, but this is not just...
For some of the Roman Senate, you did.
But for some...
Big fellas in there.
I'll say some of the gluttonies. I would say get there early. It starts at 6. The first movie that you see, though, is a short film. Violent Femmes drummer, co-founder, his debut short film called Mary for the Block, filmed all on the east side.
Cool.
So you'll get to see that. And Victor actually narrates this Brava, A Titillating History of Bras, so
I like
you'll
how you
see
keep
that.
Saying the titillating part.
if you're going to be punny, you may as well be punny.
Yeah, you got to own it. Yeah.
And then it ends with a fashion show. 22 local artists have created their own creative bras. You will see those, and you're encouraged to wear your own. And then they'll have a big old bra conga line to wrap up the whole evening at the Oriental Theater tonight.
Sue Ellen Mishke is the keynote speaker. If you know, you know.
Okay, moving on.
Springtime. Spring has sprung, and it is going to be, beautiful weather this weekend. You have the Shorewood Art Walk, kind of think the gallery night idea to get a unique creative experience out and about. So you can stroll Shorewood from 5 till 8, painting, photography, dance, music, fiber art, poetry, all the good stuff as you stop in local businesses and art galleries. And in Oshkosh, it is the official Festival of Spring at the Payne Art Center and Gardens. Free celebration, and you even get free admission to the mansion itself. But this is your spring plant sale, activities for the kids. So a nice garden festival. And downtown, the Milwaukee Public Museum, their second annual Festival of Flowers is Saturday afternoon. And I just think this is going to be like a floral explosion of colors, of scents, because right there at the entrance, right under 794, there's going to be this big photo opportunity, immersive art installation by Botanical Collective. So get your photo there, a free paint a pot activity, get temporary flower tattoos, mm-hmm. bring your yoga mat. They're going to have a yoga class at Riverwalk Park, live entertainment. Skylight Music Theater is going to do a pop-up performance. There's just a lot of ways to embrace spring at the second annual Festival of Flowers. And speaking of spring, you know that big African marabou stork that has been seen around town
around up there.
And around the state? Think about cranes. At this spring exhibition at the Haggerty Museum of Art on Marquette's campus, you can see a stack of cranes about two stories high. This is an artistic creation by MIAD fine art professor. His name is Jason S. Yee. He was born in South Korea, and the crane has all this symbolism. So he wanted to create this artwork of life-size red-crowned cranes molded out of mulberry pulp. So it's kind of like paper mache, but they just tower above you. And this is the last weekend to see it. And it's part of an exhibition that celebrates the 100th birthday of Robert Rauschenberg, a very influential contemporary artist. But there are two other exhibitions that commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States, including exploring print media in the 1700s and what that kind of journalism was like, and also seeing some prints from both Britain and America. So admission absolutely free to the Haggerty Museum. You don't have to have been a Marquette student or be one now to go to that museum. And what else you want to do?
Let's do wheels.
Yes. Yeah, baby. Milwaukee Auto Show today through Sunday in a new spot. They are now at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And this is one of those chances where you get to see all those brands at once. And instead of having to go to every dealer, you get to sit in those cars.
And I also like it's not, there's no pressure sales. You just learn, the sales folks who are there help you learn about the car, but they don't have anything to sell you today.
So when you
walk away, thank you for the information. You don't feel bad.
Yeah, that weird pressure.
They spent a lot of time with me buying this car.
Not only can you see the new cars and shop, you can see luxury cars. And also Saturday and Sunday is Motor Fest, where you get to see the muscle cars and some classic vehicles and some custom builds. So that's a way to kind of enjoy the history, to see those retro cars and then see all the technology that's happening now. Big truck day. If you've got a little one in your life, or just you.
Why do you have to be little?
You don't have to. You just can't wear the free kid-size construction hat. That'll be a trick.
<All right.
laughs> Look like a little thimble on your head. But there are going to be a fleet of city vehicles and big rigs at Red Arrow Park on Saturday from 11 to 2, where you can get your hands on. And what I also dig, there's a sensory-friendly hour from 1 till 2. So all the whistles and the sirens and the horns, it will be a quiet time then.
Everybody can get in quieter.
And then if you like the wheels, how about Two Wheels Harley-Davidson Museum Bike Night is tonight. And one of the cool things is there's a mural reveal. There's an artist named Greg Gossel who, as part of Coca-Cola's Paint the Nation, has a new mural that you can see as part of Bike Night.
Cool.
If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you're going to want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on their beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today. Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
The car is you. You are the car. Okay? Let's ride!